Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My name is Garrett Braxton. I'm a software engineer at State Auto. I chose to attend Columbus State because of their updated curriculum. The Information Technology Flexible Apprenticeship really exposed me to the industry level of programming, taking the route of a community college and using those hyper-focused classes and the lower tuition lessens the stress of the college experience. I chose Columbus State. Now, I have a career as a software engineer in Columbus's booming IT industry.
Apply today at cscc.edu.
Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries Season 2, Episode 8. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Marina.
¿Cómo estás hoy, Marina?
Pues estoy genial. ¿Cómo estás tú?
Yo también estoy genial y muy contento de estar de vuelta en el estudio. We're back with another episode of our Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries. We're following the adventures of Ainhoa, Esteban, and Luisa as they travel through the South America in various countries. They've been to Peru, they've been to Bolivia. In fact, they're still in Bolivia for one more episode. And ¿a dónde vamos hoy?
Vamos a Sucre, la ciudad blanca.
La ciudad blanca, muy interesante. Pues, como siempre, vamos a escuchar todos juntos el texto y luego nosotros, Marina y yo, hablaremos de la gramática, del vocabulario y todas las cosas interesantes que hay en el texto. Y pues ya está. ¿Estás lista?
Estoy preparada. Vamos a empezar.
Vamos a empezar.
Todos en Bolivia nos habían hablado de Uyuni y el desierto de sal. No obstante, como no contábamos con tantos días para hacer un tour por el salar, visitamos la capital Sucre, que no es moco de pavo. En 1991 fue declarada Patrimonio de la Humanidad y era fácil entender por qué. Visitamos la plaza del 25 de mayo, donde pudimos ver el contraste de los jóvenes con ropa actual y algunas personas con los trajes tradicionales. Allí también visitamos la catedral. Después hicimos una visita guiada a la Casa de la Libertad, donde aprendí muchas cosas sobre la historia precolombina. Como teníamos hambre, nos pasamos por el mercado central, donde nos tomamos unos batidos de fruta recién hechos. Y tomamos rumbo al mirador de Recoleta. Luisa nos hizo unas fotos geniales con la ciudad de fondo. Lamentablemente, parece que el batido le sentó mal a Luisa, puesto que tuvo que retirarse al hostal. Así que Esteban y yo fuimos a la Plaza de la Libertad, donde tomamos una foto del obelisco para Luisa. No sé cómo ocurrió, pero terminamos paseando por el parque de Simón Bolívar de la mano.
I think we've been expecting something like this for a few episodes.
Mm-hmm. Since we heard tirar la caña or lanzar la caña. Until now.
Muy bien. Okay, let's go back through the text now. Can you begin by reading the first sentence, please, Marina? Mm-hmm.
Todos en Bolivia nos habían hablado de Uyuni y el desierto de sal.
Okay, so I'm sure you've heard of the salt plains of Uyuni. And as Ainhoa says, todos en Bolivia nos habían hablado. So everyone in Bolivia had spoken to us. So that's a nice pluperfect tense there. We use the imperfect of the auxiliary verb haber and then the past participle, and it means had done something. So, nos habían hablado. To us, they had spoken of Uyuni y el desierto de sal and the salt desert.
No obstante, como no contábamos con tantos días para hacer un tour por el salar, visitamos la capital, Sucre, que no es moco de pavo.
Okay, now, this is quite interesting because we're talking about contar con algo. And normally that means to count on or to rely on in the sense of puedes contar conmigo, you can rely on me. But here, it kind of simply means to have. So, nevertheless, como no contábamos con tantos días para hacer un tour por el salar, so, nevertheless, as we didn't have so many days in order to do a tour through the salt field, visitamos la capital Sucre. We visited the capital, Sucre, que no es moco de pavo. Marina, nos tienes que explicar esta expresión.
Yeah, that's like, it's a very graphic idiom, I would say, or expression. So here, when we say that something is not moco de pavo, we are saying that something has a value or it's important. So in this case, Ainhoa is telling us that Sucre is something important because it's not moco de pavo.
Okay, so they previously spoke about Uyuni and the salt desert and so on. Nonetheless, Sucre itself still is well worth the visit. Let's just talk a little about moco de pavo. You told me that moco de pavo is the thing that hangs down from a turkey's throat. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it. But it's interesting to know the origin of this expression because it comes from a very, very long time ago. In the 16th century, when thieves used to rob clocks like that were hanging on a chain, they used to take the clock and left the chain hanging on the jacket or the suit of the man they were stealing to. So that chain hanging was compared to a moco de pavo.
Moco de pavo. Okay, I get it. So we're talking about a watch, like a watch on a chain on attached to someone's jacket or something like that. And so when they stole the watch, they just left the chain dangling, and that was the unimportant part. Therefore, it was like moco de pavo. When you say no es moco de pavo, you're saying it's not something unimportant. Therefore, it really is something important. Can I give you another example, and can you let me know if I'm right in thinking this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you tell me you walked 20 kilometers yesterday. So ayer caminé 20 kilómetros, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if I said in response to that, pues yo caminé 10 kilómetros, pero no es moco de pavo.
Yeah, that's perfect. You could say que no es moco de pavo, like telling me, but that's something really good as well.
Yeah, so it's not to be sniffed at or something like that. We could use that expression in English. Muy bien. Okay, I like that. That's a good new expression for me. Okay, let's continue on.
En 1991 fue declarada Patrimonio de la Humanidad y era fácil entender por qué.
So in 1991, it was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site, Patrimonio de la Humanidad. Y era fácil entender por qué. And it was easy to understand why.
Visitamos la plaza del 25 de mayo, donde pudimos ver el contraste de los jóvenes con ropa actual y algunas personas con los trajes tradicionales.
Okay, so we visited the square of the 25th of May, donde pudimos ver el contraste. Pudimos comes from poder, it's the preterite, where we were able to see el contraste de los jóvenes con ropa actual, the contrast between the young people with modern clothing, with everyday clothing, y algunas personas con los trajes tradicionales, and some people with traditional outfits.
Allí también visitamos la catedral.
Allí también, there also, visitamos la catedral. We also visited the cathedral. Let's continue on.
Después hicimos una visita guiada a la Casa de la Libertad, donde aprendí muchas cosas sobre la historia precolombina.
Ok, después hicimos una visita guiada. So afterwards, we did a guided tour. Hicimos una visita guiada a la Casa de la Libertad, to the, literally, the House of Freedom, donde aprendí muchas cosas sobre la historia precolombina. So, where I learned many things about pre-Columbian history. Marina, ¿podríamos decir también de la historia precolombina?
Yes, here you could say about, like, it's about a topic, or in Spanish you could also use de la historia, like linking it to that concept or idea.
Okay, pues muy bien. Vamos a tomarnos una pausa y luego estaremos de vuelta para terminar el texto. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Okay, so we're in Sucre today with Ainhoa, Esteban and Luisa, and I think that they're probably just going to get something to eat, which has been definitely an ongoing theme throughout our episodes
here. They have been a long time now without eating, so we are missing the food now.
Okay, vamos a seguir.
Como teníamos hambre, nos pasamos por el mercado central, donde nos tomamos unos batidos de fruta recién hechos. Y tomamos rumbo al mirador de Recoleta.
Okay, so como teníamos hambre, as we literally had hunger, as we were having hunger, as we were getting hungry, nos pasamos por el mercado central. We had a walk through the mercado central, the central market, donde nos tomamos unos batidos de fruta recién hechos, where we had some fruit milkshakes, that had been recently made, recién hechos. We can just use that as a description of something that's been recently made, recién hechos.
Mm-hmm. Es muy importante siempre cuando vamos a comer que la comida esté recién hecha, le da un valor especial.
Claro que sí. So very important that things are recién hecho, because that makes things much better. Y tomamos rumbo al mirador de Recoleta. And we headed to the viewpoint of Recoleta. So there is a word, an adjective, recoleto, Recoleta, and that kind of means secluded. Is that right?
The word recoleto or Recoleta is used to describe a place that is not very, like, it hasn't got a lot of people going through.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a calm place, a solitary place or something like that.
That's it. Good. That's right. Here we have the expression, tomamos rumbo. And here we could use another verb and say pusimos rumbo. We can also say poner rumbo a un lugar.
Okay, good. So poner rumbo, tomar rumbo, they both work. Perfecto. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's continue.
Luisa nos hizo unas fotos geniales con la ciudad de fondo.
Okay, so Luisa took some great photos of us con la ciudad de fondo, with the city in the background.
Lamentablemente, parece que el batido le sentó mal a Luisa, puesto que tuvo que retirarse al hostal.
This is interesting. It's actually the verb sentar, which normally means to sit or to be seated. So me siento, I sit myself down, which is different from sentir, of course, which is it's the same verb. Me siento, I feel, as well as me siento, sentar. However, here it's when something, in a sense, doesn't sit well with you, or it doesn't agree with you. So you can use it with food, can't you? How would you say the oysters didn't agree with me?
Las ostras me sentaron mal o las ostras no me sentaron bien.
Right, so we've got two options. Either they sat badly with me or they didn't sit well with me. Me sentaron mal or no me sentaron bien. But here we've got the batido, which is the milkshake. Le sentó mal a Luisa. So the milkshake didn't agree with Luisa, or it didn't sit well with Luisa, if we want to stick to the sitting idea. So it didn't agree with her, puesto que tuvo que retirarse al hostal, given that she had to return to the hostel. Retirarse, literally to retire herself, to take a rest at the hostel.
Mm-hmm. And we could go a step forward and talk a little bit more about this expression, because sentar mal o sentar bien can also be used referring to something that happened that you haven't felt it in a good way. So maybe a comment or something that has happened for any reason. I could say, mi madre ha hecho un comentario y me ha sentado mal.
Right, okay, so my mother made a comment and it didn't sit well with me. Could you say that you were offended by this comment?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, so also can we use it in the sense of if you're put out by something? So for example, if something was changed for you at work, your timetable at work was changed, and it's kind of bothered you, it's put you out because you're now going to have to make new arrangements to do something else.
Mm-hmm, that's right. We could say, me han cambiado el horario de trabajo y me ha sentado mal.
Okay, so they've changed my working hours and this hasn't gone down well with me, or I'm a bit annoyed, I'm a bit put out, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yes, but we could also have the positive version and we could say something me ha sentado bien. Por ejemplo, he dormido una siesta y me ha sentado muy bien.
Okay, so I've had a siesta and it's gone down very well with me. It was just the ticket. I like that. It was just the thing I needed. Just the ticket. ¿Conoces esa expresión en inglés?
No, I didn't know it.
Pues entonces estamos aprendiendo todos hoy.
Sí.
Muy bien, muy bien. Okay, vamos a seguir con el texto.
Así que Esteban y yo fuimos a la Plaza de la Libertad, donde tomamos una foto del obelisco para Luisa.
Okay, so así que, therefore, so Esteban y yo fuimos a la Plaza de la Libertad. We went to the Libertad Square, so the Square of Freedom, literally, donde tomamos una foto del obelisco para Luisa, where we took a photo of the obelisk for Luisa.
No sé cómo ocurrió, pero terminamos paseando por el parque de Simón Bolívar de la mano.
Okay, so I don't know how it happened. No sé cómo ocurrió, pero terminamos paseando por el parque de Simón Bolívar de la mano. But we ended up walking through the Simón Bolívar Park hand in hand, de la mano. And you can just say de la mano. You don't need to say with someone. Just de la mano means hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Pues muy bien. Vamos a reescuchar el texto ahora. Hopefully, now that we've gone through things, you'll recognize more of this vocabulary and it will all make perfect sense.
Todos en Bolivia nos habían hablado de Uyuni y el desierto de sal. No obstante, como no contábamos con tantos días para hacer un tour por el salar, visitamos la capital Sucre, que no es moco de pavo. En 1991 fue declarada Patrimonio de la Humanidad y era fácil entender por qué. Visitamos la plaza del 25 de mayo, donde pudimos ver el contraste de los jóvenes con ropa actual y algunas personas con los trajes tradicionales. Allí también visitamos la catedral. Después hicimos una visita guiada a la Casa de la Libertad, donde aprendí muchas cosas sobre la historia precolombina. Como teníamos hambre, nos pasamos por el mercado central, donde nos tomamos unos batidos de fruta recién hechos y tomamos rumbo al Mirador de Recoleta. Luisa nos hizo unas fotos geniales con la ciudad de fondo. Lamentablemente, parece que el batido le sentó mal a Luisa, puesto que tuvo que retirarse al hostal. Así que Esteban y yo fuimos a la Plaza de la Libertad, donde tomamos una foto del obelisco para Luisa. No sé cómo ocurrió, pero terminamos paseando por el Parque de Simón Bolívar de la mano.
And that is where we'll leave this text, and indeed this country, because next time we're heading to Chile, the third country and the final country of our trip around this part, at least, of South America. Now, if you'd like to get more out of the Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries, then you can do so by using the full course, and that includes lesson notes where you can read the texts and, of course, benefit from the additional explanations and examples that we include, and also use the video version of the text, where we've left spaces for you to practice your pronunciation, so you can listen to Ainhoa as she reads the text, and then we've left a space for you to repeat what she says, thereby practicing your pronunciation. You can find all of that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And if you are enjoying the Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries, would love to hear what you think. Why not leave a review of Coffee Break Spanish wherever you listen to your podcast? This will help other Spanish learners like you discover the podcast and they can enjoy Ainhoa's travel diaries too.
Perfecto. Pues, como siempre, muchas gracias, Marina.
Muchas gracias a todos vosotros.
We hope that you're continuing to enjoy this trip through South America with us and practicing your Spanish at the same time. Next time, we'll see you in Chile. Until then, muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Hasta pronto.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.